News Talk 1620 WTAW. Cat McMullen recently visited with Lynn McDaniel at the Stark Galleries and the Forsyth Galleries at Texas A&M University. Some free exhibitions are taking place, and I wanted the two to get together too because I recall visiting with the gallery folks when they were still located in downtown Bryan while the MSC was being renovated. Well, of course, the MSC reopened earlier this year, and it's an opportunity for you to check out the Stark and Forsyth Galleries back at their real home at the A&M Memorial Student Center.
Our exhibitions are currently on display in the Stark Gallery. We have the Borges and the Surrealist Vision exhibitions on display currently. In the Forsyth, we have highlights from the Bill and Irma Runyon collection, and as well as Mahalika from the Marion E. Byrd collection.
All right. Well, please tell me a little bit about being in the having the new gallery.
The newly renovated MSC is just absolutely beautiful. If you haven't seen it, you really need to come by. There was an expansion done on it, and it's just really gotten a big facelift. It's a lot lighter and brighter, and the galleries are just beautiful. We have almost 5,000 square feet of space at the Forsyth, and I'm not sure the square footage of the Stark, but it's even larger. And we also, right next door, have the Visual Arts Committee Gallery, which is featuring the Blue Dog exhibition. So we've got a lot of really, really interesting things going on.
That's great. Has anyone said anything in particular that they liked about having the new gallery?
Everyone's just really, really excited about the changes that have been made, and we've gotten a lot of really good feedback about how beautiful the galleries are. They're just open and bright and lots of space, and it really showcases the artwork really, really well.
And what's your particular favorite thing about it?
It's a premier spot on, you know, in College Station and Bryan in the Brazos Valley. We're really, really proud to be Texas A&M and to have this here on campus. All the exhibitions are free. Everyone is welcome to come. You know, our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 6. So we just really want people to come by and see this beautiful, beautiful artwork that they might not have a chance to see if it wasn't here at Texas A&M.
And y'all are free, so they really don't have an excuse.
That's right. That's right.
Are there any activities or special events you have coming up that you would like to talk about?
We actually do. We have quite a few, so let me run down these. Ron Cheek is going to be in the Stark Gallery on Saturday. He's going to have a figure drawing workshop. You do need to register for that. So if you're interested, please go online to uart.tamu.edu and sign up for that. We have the Amazing Aggie Art Race coming up. That's going to be October 25th, starting at 1:45. It's going to be a race to find out, kind of like a scavenger hunt where you find clues, and it's also a race where you're running from one piece of art to another, so you'll learn a lot about the sculptures and artwork on campus. We have 6 teams already signed up, but we need 6 more teams, and we would like to have those signed up by October 7th. So if you're interested in that, please give us a call or go online and sign up to be on a team. Every third Thursday of the month at noontime, from noon to 1, we're having a presentation and a bring your own lunch and come and listen to a presentation and have an art discussion. And those are really, really fun. Dr. Stephen Caffey is going to be doing the one October 18th. And he is going to be doing a talk on Homer Winslow's Winding the Clock and female sexuality. So that should be really, really interesting. We are having a fundraising event that will benefit the Forsyth and the Stark Galleries. We're going to be at Painting with a Purpose, which is in College Station at 1643 Texas Avenue. I think it's in the Kohl's Shopping Center. And we just get together and paint together and talk and have a good time. So that should be a lot of fun. That one is $35, and you do have to pre-register. So you go online to Painting with a Twist and register, and we hope to have a big crowd. We're going to have food from that's going to be provided by BJ's Brew House, Blue Baker, and Cafe Excel.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really, really great. And then the last thing that we've got is a hands-on art activity. We're going to be making kites at the November 1st Friday Art Step in downtown Bryan.
Well, is there anything else important or that you would like people to know?
I would just like to invite everyone to go on. Once again, the website is UART, and it's just like it sounds, UART.TAMU.EDU, or Forsyth, which is FORSYTH.TAMU.EDU. And bookmark our websites and look at all the fun and exciting things that are going on there. We're both on Facebook. We'd love you to like us on Facebook or become a follower on Twitter. We just have so much going on, and it's either free or very inexpensive, and it's just a way to learn about and enjoy and appreciate art.
Thanks again to Lynn McDaniel of the Fourth Side and Stark Galleries, back home again on the A&M campus at the Memorial Student Center, for visiting with Kat McMullen on News Talk 1620 WTAW.